Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. What a blessing to be able one more time to speak to you about the Lord Jesus. 1 Peter 2:7 says, "Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious." He is indeed precious. Everything he has done is precious. When we say he's precious, you know, there's a terribly sentimental attachment sometimes to that. You know, you say, "Oh, that's precious. Oh, such and such is so precious." That's not what we're talking about. When we say he is precious, we mean he's beyond value. We can't compute the treasure that is in him. Unto you that believe, he is the very preciousness. Everything that is worthy and good and great and excellent, that's what he is. And that's what he is to we who believe. You know, Jesus came to this earth and we learned how precious he was because he was born the Savior. But you know that he lived and you know the story how he went and he died. And there at the cross we even see his preciousness. He's precious in his death. His precious name shone out in all its brilliance from the darkness of Calvary. We read in Matthew 27:37, it says, "And set up over his head was the accusation written, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.'" This is Jesus. Yes, this is Jesus. And I know that was an accusation. That's how much men hated him. But even that was an accusation, look on him. This is Jesus. Think on him. Jesus hanging on the cross. This is your God. Here he is hanging between heaven and earth like a disinherited son, dying for the ungodly, dying for sinners, dying for those without strength, taking responsibility for their sins. But look again and see at this cross. This Jesus is not merely a victim. He's more than a victim. He's the King. Yes, he's the King. The King of all kings. The King of the Jews. Yes, but much more. For at his incarnation, we discovered he was the Savior. You shall call his name Jesus. He'll save his people. But here at the cross, he is displaying that he's the King. You say, how'd you get that? Well, think about the cross. Remember, there's two thieves crucified with him. And to one he gives life, forgiveness, deliverance. To the other, he just stays quiet. He stays silent. Grants him nothing. These are the prerogatives of a royal king. There at the cross, Jesus displays his kingship. And then remember, when he said it's finished, he just dismissed his spirit. He bowed his head, dismissed his spirit. He chose the very moment of his death. You say, what's special about that? That's majestic. That's the sovereign in action. You say, what's so great about that? Well, you just try it. You can't do it. Yeah, you could shoot yourself, but you can't choose right now to die. But the king did. Oh, he is precious. Do you believe that he's precious? Yeah, you do. If you love him, he's precious. Enjoy him today as you draw near to him and worship him and thank him and meditate upon him. He'll become so real to you. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.